Hello, this is Mae Johnstone from DeliciousHealing.com, and I'm going to guide you through a first time TAT or TAT. We'll be covering three things in this session. First, we'll practice the TAT pose. Second, we'll do a one time mini TAT to dissolve any belief that TAT might not work for you. And third, I'll guide you through a full TAT session on something that's bothering you right now. So let's start with the TAT pose. Take one hand and place your thumb and fourth finger, that's the ring finger, one on either side of the bridge of your nose, so you can just feel the edge of your tear ducts at the inner corner of your eyes. And then twist your hand a little, so that you can place your middle finger, that's your longest finger, on the middle of your forehead, just a little above the level of your eyebrows. Now take your other hand and cradle it across the back of your head so that your thumb runs along your hairline, just like you would cradle a baby's head. And this is the TAT pose. So relax your arms for a moment, and we're going to practice that pose a couple of times so that you can get comfortable going in and out of the TAT pose. So let's take the TAT pose again. Use either hand and place your thumb and fourth finger to either side of the bridge of your nose, just about touching the edges of your tear ducts. Twist your hand a little bit so that your middle finger can rest in the middle of your forehead, a little above the level of your eyebrows. Take the other hand to the back of your head and cradle it across the back of your head with your thumb along your hairline at the top of your neck. And relax your arms again for a moment. It doesn't matter which hand goes in front, and you can swap hands over at any stage if one hand is getting a bit tired. So let's take the TAT pose again. Place your thumb and ring finger on either side of the bridge of your nose. Twist your hand a little so you can place your middle finger onto your forehead above the level of your eyebrows, and cradle your other hand across the back of your head with your thumb running along your hairline. So this is the TAT pose, and you'll soon find it becomes automatic to get into position. Now that you know the TAT pose, we're going to do a mini TAT together to dissolve any thoughts or beliefs, which may be conscious or subconscious, that TAT won't work for you. So in a moment, when I say we'll take the TAT pose and we'll put our attention gently on three statements, one at a time. Putting your attention on each statement is a passive process. You don't need to do anything. There's no analysis, thinking, reaching out. You simply allow yourself to be present with the statement and just gently notice what happens. So sit back and relax as we do this mini TAT to clear any beliefs that TAT won't work for you. So taking the TAT pose, thumb and ring finger to either side of the bridge of your nose, third finger on your forehead above your eyebrows, and the other hand cradling the back of your head, thumb along your hairline. And gently put your attention on this statement. TAT is too easy to work or be of any value. TAT is too easy to work or be of any value. Just stay gently with this statement for about half a minute. Now, staying in the pose, put your attention on this statement. Tat is easy and could work and be of great value. Tat is easy and could work and be of great value. And staying with this statement for half a minute. And continuing to stay in the pose, put your attention on this last statement. I choose to live and I accept love, help, and healing. I choose to live and I accept love, help, and healing. Now relax your arms and take a moment to reflect on what you noticed during that mini tat. You may have seen some images or felt sensations, heard things, noticed something else, or you may not have noticed anything at all. All of these are fine. Your tat steps are unique to you. And there's no right or wrong about tat. You may have noticed, however, that your perspective on whether tat will work for you may have shifted. That process that we did of holding the tat pose and gently putting our attention on a statement is what we'll be repeating during each of the 9 steps of our tat session. So as we move into our tat session proper, please bring to mind something that's bothering you right now. For example, it might be my sore knee, or I'm feeling anxious about that meeting tomorrow, or I'm feeling sad about falling out with my friend yesterday. We don't need to go into the story of what's bothering you. All we need to do is capture a thread of your story. And we're going to call this thing that's bothering you, we're going to call it simply this throughout the tat session. Let's start with making our intention for the tat session. The healing I'm about to do is on behalf of my ancestors, my family, everyone involved, all parts of myself, all points of view I have ever held, and anyone else who would like to benefit from this healing. This healing will happen safely and easily. Let's take the tap pose for step 1. Finger and thumb on either side of the bridge of your nose, middle finger on your forehead, and cradling your other hand across the back of your head. Remember, this is just a very light hold, just touching, no gripping. Now, gently putting your attention on this statement. This happened, where this refers to the thing that's bothering you right now. This happened. We'll stay with this statement for about half a minute. And relax your arms. Give them a little shake if they're feeling stiff. And take a moment to reflect on what you noticed, if anything, during that step. We're not going to stop and analyze or interpret it. Just notice what happened. And now moving on to step two, let's take the tap pose. Finger and thumb to either side of your nose, middle finger on your forehead, and using your other hand to cradle across the back of your head. Now put your attention on this statement. This happened. It's over. I'm okay and I can relax now. You don't need to believe this statement. We're just presenting this alternative to your energy system to help unstick the thing that's bothering you. This happened. It's over. I'm okay and I can relax now. And now relaxing your arms and remembering that any time during your tat, when your arms feel tired, just relax them for a few seconds or swap them over. Let's take the tap pose for step three. Finger and thumb on either side of your nose, middle finger on your forehead, and cradling the other hand across the back of your head. And now put your attention on this statement. All the places in my mind, body, and life where this has been stored are healing now. All the places in my mind, body, and life where this has been stored are healing now. And relaxing your arms and taking a moment to reflect on what you noticed in that step. Now let's take the tap pose for step four. Finger and thumb on the side of your nose, middle finger on your forehead, and cradling your other hand across the back of your head. And putting your attention on this statement, all the origins of this are healing now. All the origins of this are healing now. And relaxing your arms and taking a moment to reflect on what you noticed there. Now let's take the tap pose for step five, which is a series of four statements in a row. Finger on thumb to the side of the bridge of your nose, middle finger on your forehead, and cradling the back of your head with your other hand. Putting your attention on this statement, all the communications and connections related to this are completing now. And staying in the pose as you put your attention on this next statement. I forgive everyone who hurt me related to this and wish them love, happiness, and peace. Remember, you don't have to believe the statement. And staying in the pose while you put your attention on the next statement. I apologize to everyone I hurt related to this and wish them love, happiness, and peace. And continuing to stay in the pose as we put our attention on this final statement, I forgive everyone I blamed for this, including God and myself. Now, relaxing your arms. And taking a moment to reflect on what you noticed during those forgiveness steps. Let's take the tap pose for step 6. Finger and thumb to the side of your nose, middle finger on your forehead, and cradling your other hand across the back of your head. As we put our attention on this statement, all the parts of me that have been involved in this are healing now. All the parts of me that have been involved in this are healing now. And relax your arms and take a moment to reflect on what happened during that step for you. Let's take the pose for step 7, finger and thumb to the sides of your nose, middle finger on your forehead, and taking the other hand to cradle across the back of your head. As you put your attention on this statement, whatever's left about this is healing now. Whatever's left about this is healing now. And relax your arms and take a moment to notice what happened in that step for you. Now we'll move on to step 8. This is my favorite step, the choosing step. So think back to your original thing that was bothering you. And just decide what you would like to choose instead. So I might choose to have a comfortable, healthy knee. Or I could choose to be confident about tomorrow's meeting. Or I could choose to feel okay about what happened yesterday with my friend. So taking the tap pose again, finger and thumb on your nose, middle finger on your forehead, and cradling your other hand on the back of your head. And put your attention on these words. I choose. And complete the sentence for yourself. I choose. and relax your arms. And reflect on what you noticed during the choosing step. And now let's take the tap pose for the final step 9, the integration step. Finger and thumb to the sides of your nose, middle finger on your forehead, and cradling your other hand across the back of your head. And put your attention on this statement. This healing is completely integrated now with my grateful thanks. And now we're going to take the pose again, swapping the hands. So bring your back hand to the front. May seem a little strange if you've always been using one hand, but put your thumb and ring finger to either side of the bridge of your nose. Twist your hand a little bit so your middle finger can rest on your forehead above your eyebrows. And take the hand that was at the front to the back of your head and cradle it across with your thumb lying along your hairline. And put your attention again on this statement. This healing is completely integrated now with my grateful thanks. And for the third part of the integration step, take both hands and cup them round your ears so your little finger is touching where the top of your ear meets your head. Your thumb is touching where the bottom of your ear meets your head, and your other fingers are just resting on your scalp behind your ear. And again, putting your attention on the statement, this healing is completely integrated now with my grateful thanks. And relax your arms and reflect on what happened in that integration step for you for a moment. And now, taking your attention back to the issue that was bothering you at the start of the session, just compare how you feel about it now. Most people feel much more relaxed and calm at the end of a TAT session. And some find that their perspective on the issue and the issue itself have changed. So this completes your TAT session. Before we finish, I want to just give you some reminders about doing TAT yourself. First of all, we only hold the TAT pose for a maximum of 1 to 2 minutes at a time. The step will complete within that time, even if you don't notice anything. And we keep our TAT sessions to a maximum of 15 minutes a day. And for each day that you do TAT, please drink 6 to 8 glasses of water to help release any toxins out of your system. Now, if you'd like to be guided through further TAT sessions, my second audio for subsequent TATs is shorter, as it goes straight into the TAT session without the explanation of TAT and the preliminary mini TAT clearing that we did. Thank you for joining me for this TAT session. Please let me know how you found it on my blog at deliciushealing.com/blog.